This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The University of Denver men's hockey team will play for a national championship today. The Pioneers upset the top overall team, Michigan, on Thursday. Senior captain Kent Anderson scored the game-winning goal in double overtime to help DU reach their third title game in 5 years.
First of all, I don't score many goals, so this is ranking up top so far. And yeah, it means everything, playing this national championship game. That's what we work for, and it's what we play for.
DU plays Wisconsin for the championship this afternoon at 3:30 in Las Vegas. Democratic Representative Brittany Patterson has introduced a bill that will help Coloradans continue to get treatment for substance use disorder. Patterson says Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill changed budget requirements for the 1115 Medicaid waiver, requiring programs to show upfront savings. She says when it comes to drug treatment programs, the savings come over time.
When my mom stopped showing up to the ER, where paramedics stopped being sent to her house, when she stopped spending a week in the ICU. Those are where those cost savings come in, not the very same day.
Colorado's current 1115 waiver for substance use disorder treatment expires at the end of June. Denver International Airport's rotating sculpture program is accepting artist proposals for Colorado's 150th anniversary. Submissions should interpret the anniversary through the themes of history, landscape, and the evolving American experience. Selected artists will receive $10,000 for the installation of a large-scale sculpture to be displayed in Concourse B. This is CPR News in KRCC.